1025XTU. All right, moms and dads, I don't know if you realize this, but the Phillies have a problem that you are probably having right now in your own household with your children. 215-263-6700. I definitely want your take on this. Carlos Santana last season actually smashed a TV in the Phillies clubhouse because players are playing Fortnite during the games. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't know grown-ups played Fortnite.
Oh, I think everyone.
Everybody does?
I mean, especially boys. Like, and you can't really consider professional athletes grown-ups.
That's
because
a very valid
they're
point.
All, right? Like, they never really grow up. They're right. Always kind of like
yeah,
little
boys. Yeah, they're just big kids, yeah.
So it happened at the end of the season. The Phillies had lost their 9th consecutive game. Santana says he thought that it was just incredibly disrespectful that these guys had given up on the team. They seemed to have, you know, they weren't really there cheering them on and stuff. This story burns me up so much just thinking that I would look out at my teammates and see them playing video games instead of watching the game that we're actually playing on the field. Like,
right.
Your job, you get paid to play baseball and you can't even do that because you'd rather play Fortnite? What?
Now, hold on. It's the end of the year. They're already eliminated.
No.
If the guy pitched the day before, he knows he's not going to play.
Come on. Who cares? Your job. You have, like, these guys aren't hauling rocks. You know what I mean? They're not out doing road construction. They're not sitting in a cubicle all day. They're not dealing with little kids. They're not, like, teachers, right? They play baseball for a living. And you can't even do that when you're supposed to be drives me crazy. But anyway, so Carlos sees these guys. He's so angry with me. Takes a baseball bat, goes into the clubhouse, and smashes the TV while they're playing Fortnite.
How is this not on video? Because that would be hysterical to see.
And I say bravo. By the way, Phillies traded Carlos Santana after the season, but apparently this incident was not a factor. He's with the Cleveland Indians now, who prefer to play Mario Kart in the clubhouse.
Okay. Right.
So he went from one game to another.
Sure.
Maybe it's
nice.
Not as addicting. I'm not sure. But I don't know, like...
I can relate a little bit because...
And you still play video games, so don't tell me that this is like
a kid thing. Why would I not play video games? Of course. If I'm ever late for work, that's because it's 5 a.m. and I'm still playing video
games.
It's weird. But I'm not a Fortnite person, but I have a nephew in Chicago. I go home to Chicago a couple times a year.
Yeah.
And over Christmas, I went home, and my nephew's a teenager, so of course he's playing Fortnite. I have no problem with it. You know, he's a kid, he's playing video games, especially around the holidays, he's getting video games. My sister was furious and is yelling at him, "You only see your uncle twice a year! Stop playing Fortnite!"
Well, right, but why can't she just stop him then? See, I don't even have a gaming console in my house for my kids because I'm so afraid of this, and I don't know how to monitor it properly, so I'm just not getting it until I have a plan. But,
okay.
I mean, if she's the mom, can't she just pull the plug? Instead, she just is going to get angry.
Is that how it works? Is that what you can do?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I don't know why I'm asking you. 215-263-6700.
The last person to ask.
Right, exactly. Okay, so there are people that know better. What drastic measures have you taken to monitor or limit gaming in your house? Because we can all use the tips. Again, 215-263-6700. See you. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Andy.
So what drastic measure to stop your kids from gaming?
My mom, and this wasn't just gaming, this was just like every night, they would unplug the internet modem and my mom would take it into the bedroom at night.
Oh my God.
So there was no internet during the night.
Wow, she would hide the modem. That's hardcore.
Yes, and so the joke became, like you couldn't do anything bad because an unhappy mom would not give you the cable modem.
I see you. Good morning, Carrie Ann.
Good morning.
So we're talking about this incident when Carlos Santana smashed the TV because the Phillies players were playing Fortnite instead of paying attention to the game. Have you done anything drastic in order to stop your kids from gaming in the house?
Yes. My 12-year-old son was obsessed with playing Fortnite. So my husband and I were thinking about what could we do to stop this kind of behavior. And we decided we were just going to take the power cord with us to work.
To work.
Well, there you go. I guess you can't play when you're not there then.
Nope. So instead of taking the power system, we just took the power cord. It was easy as that.
When you are home, does he have time limits?
Well, actually, he has not played it since September. It's not allowed back in our house.
Ooh, somebody got in trouble.
Yeah, game system on eBay, huh? Well done.
It's forbidden.
Can we ask why? Like, what happened?
Well, because we just didn't, it was becoming an obsession, and we didn't like the behavior. So we decided that it was time to just let it go. So my husband and I decided this was it.
Now, does he care? Is he like begging for it back?
No, in the beginning he was, but now it's normal for him. Like he doesn't mention it. He doesn't even ask. So
Carrie Ann, I'm even more committed to my no gaming in the house because of this. Like, I don't want a game system. I'm going to have my kids get really mad at you now instead of me. Thank you, Carrie Ann.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you very much. I mean, she does now.
Yeah. I think you're afraid you'll get addicted.
I don't like gaming that much, right? Like, I'm not that into it.
Oh, just wait. So it drives me. You get into it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.